Chris talked about the wonderful nerd comedy community that Chicago has, and it's super true, and I love that that's the case. And someone who's working very hard to make that the case, who curated this festival, put it all together, is Katie Johnson-Smith. She will be speaking next. Katie, come on down.
Also, like, really, like, I wasn't joking when I said the Nerdalogs are, like, I've said this to them personally. They're one of the reasons this festival even exists, because they're so wonderful and great, and they've done a lot of good for the Chicago nerd community. So let's give a hand to them. And I...
Oh, she's...
Guys, Claire and I are going to make out later. You can all record it. I am a gullible adult, which stems from a lifetime of just being generally gullible overall. And really, what is gullible? It's just having an open heart and believing people when they say things to you with a straight face. When I was a kid, and when many of us were kids, I think we all played the game Guess Who? Yes. It was a super fun game that I found challenging, especially if my opponent had a white male with hair. And then if my opponent had a black person, easy. This game had a commercial on TV where the characters would talk to each other and they would come alive and be like, oh, here, blah, 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 blah. And I believed that this is what happened when you played the game, or what happened when you put the game away and you weren't around. Even though there was a disclaimer that said, this doesn't happen, stupid kid. But I was very confused. So, and I believed that that game came alive after I went to bed. I believed that all of my toys came alive after I went to bed. And maybe that's because I loved Toy Story, and who cannot trust Tom Hanks? Or maybe it was because I once walked into my bedroom and saw a conglomerate of my Beanie Babies and Barbies and my brother's action figures in compromising positions, which I thought they did on their own. They didn't. My brothers didn't. My brothers are perverts. But I wanted to believe that this was true, because it's nice to believe in magic and whimsy and a world beyond what we can see with our naked eye. And so I may be gullible, but I'd rather be gullible than cynical.
Thank you, Katie. I had similar thoughts about my toys as a child. And I don't think your brothers came over to my place and did things, so unsolved mystery, am I right? All right, guys, I mentioned we... What did you say, Chris?
I said you did a forum.
Sure.